It's still too early for the people of New Orleans to think about how their city might be rebuilt, but that time is coming soon. And to help New Orleans in their decisions, commentator John Fleming would like to offer this story.
Geneva, Alabama, population 4,800, is different from New Orleans in every way but this. It oozes character and, at times, river water. My hometown squats down low in South Alabama, clinging to the muddy bank of a river called the Choctahatchee, right where it spreads out broad and easy before making its way downstream to the bay in the Gulf of Mexico. It's a lovely place, full of live oaks dripping with Spanish moss, fine old homes, and a lot of history. Mostly, though, Geneva is all about floods. After the Civil War, the town was almost lost to high water, and in 1929, the downtown was submerged for days. That's when the government decided to build a levee around Geneva. For decades, that levee held back flood after flood. In time, though, the banks eroded, and every time the river crawled out of its banks, meant that nearly everyone in a flatland outside of the levee we called Baptist Bottom did get flooded. Everyone, and I mean everyone, in Baptist Bottom was black. But the whole town put up with that. When the floods would come, the townspeople would help evacuate Baptist Bottom, and as soon as the water receded, we would help them all move back in. It went on like this for years, until the spring of 1990, when the Choctahatchee started lapping at the top of the levee. When the levee started spewing water into downtown, only the efforts of a handful of shopkeepers and businessmen saved the city. Once again, Baptist Bottom and a poor white section, also outside the levee, were flooded. In the wake of that mess, Geneva came to terms with itself and the federal government. We would be the recipients of a new levee. But more important, when the feds bought out Baptist Bottom and the poor whites, we finally had to look injustice in the eye. It was as segregated a city as you could find anywhere. Geneva had long ignored its inequality and segregation, so the debate was long and hard. Where would all the families from Baptist Bottom go? There were the usual arguments about falling property values and the skyrocketing crime to come. Race bubbled below everything. In the end, some low-cost homes and subdivisions went up on the edge of town. Others from Baptist Bottom bought mobile homes and drug them out into the countryside, but many others moved into town. Today, in town, white people and black people live next door to each other, where they practice being good neighbors. After the 1990 flood, Geneva hushed the critics who had shouted for years that the whole place should move to higher ground. But that flood and the federal buyout of the bottom, it made Geneva into a better place, where people came to understand each other a little better, if only because they were no longer separated by a levee. When New Orleans rebuilds, and it should rebuild, the people of that great city should see it as an opportunity to change for the better. As we saw last week, it's dangerous to build low. We've also seen how dangerous it is to have such inequality. Sin runs deep and wide in the Big Easy, and so does segregation. So I hope New Orleans stays right where it is. I hope the levees and flood walls are made strong and the marshes are restored. But I also hope the leaders of New Orleans have a substantive conversation about how to rebuild in a way that Geneva did, only 1,000 times bigger.
John Fleming is editor-at-large for the Anniston Star in Anniston, Alabama.